Israeli forces ransacked several homes in the Bethlehem district in the southern West Bank early Saturday and detained five young Palestinians. Three of the Palestinians arrested were 20-year-old Ayad Jamal al-Harami, 21-year-old Murad Ali Asagra, and 18-year-old Abdullah Awad Jarrish. Press TV visited the home of Ayad Jamal al-Harami, where his family are waiting for him to be released from administrative detention.
The first door they pushed open and the second they bombed. They destroyed it. They came to the house and knocked on the door. Iyad's mother came to open the door, but they pushed back hard and entered the house. They searched and ransacked the house, destroying property. They woke up all of the children and verbally abused his mother. They asked for weapons and the guns. She answered that we have none. They finished searching everything. They caught Iyad when he got back from work and arresting him, pushing him against the wall and hit him hard in the back.
This was the third time the family's home had been ransacked.
They attacked Iyad and hit him in the back. They thought they were far away, but they cut him, pushed him into the wall and hit him in his back. They always come here. 2 months ago, they came here and destroyed everything and searched it every room. And we always feel stressed before they came and gave Iyad an invitation to meet Secret Service. The children felt afraid when they came 3 times.
This was not an isolated incident, as the same night Israeli vehicles stormed Al-Saf and the Hindaza neighborhoods in Bethlehem, breaking into several homes before daybreak. I'm now sitting here with three generations of Ayad's family, who live in constant fear, as this is the third time Israeli soldiers have broken into the house and ransacked it, arresting 20-year-old Ayad. Nell Burden, Press TV, Occupied Bethlehem.